Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage and American Premium Vodka. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. A little bit later on, we will get Nick Douglas in here, talk some SEC football. We will comb the national college football landscape as well as we roll into a Wednesday, into a Thursday, and a busy sports week. Yeah, you got Maction, you got all the other stuff. Thursday night football will be Pittsburgh and Cleveland. We head towards, hey, listen, we're down to 2 weeks, right? I mean, Army-Navy right around the corner. Listen, you blink, and the college football and pro football season will pass you by. No question about it. Yeah, look at this. The Yankees had a nice meeting with Juan Soto. And what did they say, like Tyler said, coming out of that? It was a great meeting. Of course it was. Anyways, the Philadelphia Phillies, according to John Heyman, New York Post, are now in the mix for Soto. I mean, look, anybody can say they're in the mix. Who's going to write the check? Who's going to woo Juan Soto to the point where he signs the dotted line? That's what we're looking forward to. But, yeah, it will be football-centric here tonight. The NBA, you got to pay homage to it a little bit. I spent a fair amount of time watching that game last night, Boston and Cleveland. Look, Donovan Mitchell's a star. But the idea that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win 65 games. I mean, people need to slow down. He needs a supporting cast, and it's not horrible. Don't get me wrong. You don't go 15-0 to start the regular season with one guy, but they need some other pieces there. And I do like, listen, I think Kenny Atkinson's a hell of a coach. He had a bad shake in Brooklyn. This is a guy who played some basketball. I think he's a very, very good coach. And so I think the Cleveland story is good. Now they wheel right back against the Pelicans tonight. I would look for maybe a little bit of struggle. And Donovan Mitchell, my Lord, he took some pounding last night. I mean, Jason Tatum ran him over. He got clubbed going down the lane by Jaylen Brown. I mean, my God, he was on the floor. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Paul Pierce. Go back and watch Paul Pierce highlights. That guy spent more time on the floor than he did standing up. We're coming back here on a Wednesday into a Thursday here at Sports Overnight. Tyler Levine right around the corner. Don't go away.
Holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1-5-25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday overnight here, Sports Overnight America, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, as we talk the world of sports. Nick Douglas a little bit later on, but that's going to give me and Tyler a chance to really get after it and go, I think, up and down the court here real fast. Tyler, welcome aboard. I'll start with last night. You know, the Celtics were up huge, and I thought you had nailed it. But, you know, in the NBA, 21-point lead, 15-point leads, you sneeze, and I mean, the Celtics, I think, had, I want to say, close to 20 threes last night.
22.
Spot
on. Yep. They shot 22. That's honestly where they won the game. They shot 22 of 41 from three, 53.7%. The Cavs shot 10 for 29, 34.5. Outside of that, it was pretty even across the board. The Celtics shot 51%. Cavs shot 49 from the field. The Cavs were by far the better free throw shooting team. Celtics only hit 71% from the line last night. But it's, you know, the 3-point shooting for the Cavaliers just wasn't there. Garland 0 for 6, Donovan Mitchell 3 for 11. Outside of Craig Porter Jr., who was a perfect 3 for 3 off the bench from 3. Yeah. That's where they dropped the ball, and ultimately they're, you know, quite literally a shot away from, you know, tying this game up and two away from winning it. At first, I thought I also at halftime, I was like, oh, I had this nailed, Celtics in a blowout. I ended up being right. The Celtics were going to win. But, you know, it ended up being a lot closer than it should have been. They lost the second half by 14 points, which I don't think Missoula is going to be very happy about. There was no reason for this to be as sweaty as it was. But you said it best. This is what the NBA is in today's day and age.
No doubt about it. My question, though, is, are the Cavaliers, are they built to be a threat in the East? I mean, right now they'd be the one seed. I mean, we're 16 games into the season. I mean, let's go. We're a quarter of the way. We got a long way to go. My question for you is, are the Cavaliers a legit force in the Eastern Conference? Forget about the totality of the league. I mean, Mobley. They got the Utah State kid, Merrill, Allen, Garland, Mitchell, obviously is a superstar. Niang, the former Iowa State player, we know about him. But look, Max Strus injured. Okoro injured. Caris LeVert injured. My question is, healthy or otherwise, how do you size up Cleveland in the Eastern Conference right now, NBA? Let me hear.
I certainly think they're a threat. I mean, they lost to the reigning champs who, you know, are, for me, the best team in the league, you know, bar the Denver Nuggets potentially. They won the championship last year. How could you say they're not the best team in the league? And they only lost by three with Strus not playing, LeVert, who he really can't be underestimated. He has a serious impact off the bench. And they shot bad. They shot poorly from three. Mm-hmm. And you look at their bench, it's a very balanced score sheet. You know, they had three guys on the bench in double digits. The bench in the NBA plays a huge role, especially in the postseason. That's where games are won and lost. And, you know, outside of kind of a very off night for Garland, who's a fantastic player, I mean, he was 3-for-21 from the field, 0-of-6 from three.
Terrible.
That, you know, that is just an off night. It happens, but I think that this team is built to succeed because they're very well balanced between Mobley and Jared Allen. Like, those are two big bodies. They defend well. They have a great coach. And they have, you know, a superstar, which is the recipe. And, you know, you see it a lot in today's NBA. You know, you don't necessarily need to have a super team to win. If you have one or two good guys who can really carry the burden and a half-decent bench, it can get the job done.
You know what's interesting? I thought of that last night when Garland, he could not throw it in the ocean. What's interesting about that stat line is he had the audacity to shoot the ball 21 times. I remember John Starks in 94. He went 3-for-14 against the Rockets in the NBA Finals. And I'm telling you, Knicks fans never let Starks hear the end of it. 3-for-14. It takes guts to be that cold and launch 21 shots. You got to work hard to get to 3-for-21. Seriously, Tyler.
You
got to stop shooting. On a night like that, you got to stop shooting the ball.
It's one of those things, though. Great players are confident, and they believe that it's just the next one. Like, they don't think about it. It's not even in his head that he has, you know, that he's missed a lot. Like, it's just next play. And what I love to see out of a guy that shot 3-for-21 is he led the team in assists with 7. So, you know, he was very involved, which is encouraging.
Yep.
For me. And I mean, Donovan Mitchell's a stud, man. You know, I did say my buddy Josh Bonin was going to the game. I thought that his voice and, you know, just how loud he is was going to throw him off. Obviously joking, said take the Donovan Mitchell under. Hope no one listened to that, because 35 certainly hit his over total.
Oh, yeah. Hit a huge three at the end. Hey, look, the guy is a great player. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, I'm telling you, if he played in New York, L.A., or Chicago.
I'm so sad the Knicks didn't go and get him when they had the chance. I could not believe it.
And I thought they were going to get him. Dude, can you imagine him playing in Madison Square Garden for 41 games a year in front of those fans, as rabid as they are? I mean, no offense, Cleveland, it's a great place to hide. I mean, he is a great, great player. And, I mean, he took a physical pounding. Last night.
He's a dog. He's a dog. He does not shy away. He will meet you at the rim. He can throw it down. He can shoot the three. He can get you in the mid range. He's a good passer of the basketball. I mean, look at him. He had 8 rebounds last night. Like, you know, he's involved, and that's what you want out of your star player, you know, who's putting up 40 minutes in a game.
They wheel back tonight against New Orleans. You watch, they'll lay an egg at home. Those back-to-backs in the NBA. I remember Paul Pierce saying, it's the hardest thing in the world to do. These back-to-backs are killers. Anymore, you know, teams just, you know, and Popovich started it in San Antonio with the Admiral and Duncan, you know, and other players, Parker. Hey, you know what? Back-to-back will sit you guys down. And the league, to Adam Silver's credit, is cracking down on that.
Back-to-backs with travelers so difficult. It's not even – like, back-to-back at home is one thing, like – playing a game like they played last night in Boston and then getting on a plane, flying back to Cleveland, going to bed, waking up, and having to go against the Pelicans team today, they're 14.5-point favorites. I would not be surprised at all if the Pelicans kept this one close.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, let's turn our attention. I don't know if you saw this report, but the idea, and the New York tabloids, you know, your home state, they're having a field day. I don't know. Is anyone more pathetic than the New York Jets? Yeah, maybe the Giants. But have you seen this report where Woody Johnson wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers back in late September? And not only did he bring in, you know, coach, GM, and he's fired them both. Saleh and Douglas are both out. He brought in all the coordinators. He brought in office staff. And, you know, Woody Johnson's thrown out the idea, you know what, let's bench, let's move in a different direction. Some said he said it, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek. Other people said, no, he was dead serious. But here's what I want to ask you, Tyler. Have you ever seen a city with two franchises be this terrible? I mean, these are god-awful. I mean, seriously, you got DeVito over in the Meadowlands, going to take snaps for the Giants. And God only knows where the Jets are going to end up. This might be a 5-win team before it's all said and done. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants have a good owner and a stupid GM. The Jets have one of the worst owners in sports, and they had a good GM, but they, again, sacrificial lamb, threw him to the fire and sent them packing for whatever reason. I mean, you saw Todd McShay say it today. If you can't win with Joe Douglas and put together a team with Joe Douglas, you know, you have an owner problem. And Woody Johnson is the problem. Do not get it twisted. He is the problem. It's just like we spoke about it last night with Don Sweeney with the Bruins. We talk about it, it seems like, weekly with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And, you know, sometimes I don't understand what it is about these owners that, like, why are you're hiring guys who know ball to run the team. Why are you involved? Just own the team. And show up to the games, bring your grandchildren, bring your family, enjoy it. Trust the guys that you're paying all of this money to do their job and shut up.
Couldn't agree more.
So insane to me. It's frustrating. It happens in all sports. It happened for years with Manchester United, with the Glazers and the English Premier League. Cowboys. It's just insane to me. Like, why does this guy think that he knows ball enough to even consider benching someone, removing a GM who's a great GM? Joe Douglas is going to get hired very quickly because he is good at his job. It's just you can't overrule the guy who's writing the check. It's just how it is. If he wants to do things one way, you kind of got to listen to him. Otherwise, what just happened is going to happen.
Yep. I can't poke a hole in anything you said. You see it across sports. Back in the day, George Steinbrenner was like that with the Yankees. Very much. The only guy that really got it was Buss. Jerry Buss with the Lakers. He was involved, but he let people do their job. All right, stay right there. We'll come back. Another open segment with Tyler, and then Nick Douglas rolls in here. We're coming back. Don't go away. Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, we are presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 to help offset those closing costs at rocketmortgage.com with approved mortgage by American Premium Vodka. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine into the late night, the overnight on Sports Overnight America. Tyler, you know, I want to go Deion Sanders here. Two spots. First of all, he takes his Colorado Buffaloes now with the inside track to the Big 12 title game. And I want to see Colorado, Iowa State, but it could be right now, if everyone wins out, if all the favorites hold serve, it would be Iowa State and Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game. But I want to go to Deion from a college perspective first. And then, is he going to pack up shop? Does Jerry Jones pick up the phone and say, Deion, let's go. Let's get it done. I promise you I'll stay out of the way, which he won't. Does Deion even want to entertain that? I mean, that's his home base, Dallas, Texas. So you tell me. Let's start with college, big spot on the road at Kansas this week. Kansas has been a giant slayer. Back-to-back weeks took out Iowa State, who was undefeated, knocked off two undefeated teams, followed it up with BYU. So KU at home right now is in a really good spot. We shall see against Colorado. So let's start there, and then let's turn to Deion in terms of his future. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, this is almost an identical line that we saw to, BYU going to Kansas. BYU is -2.5. Colorado's -3 here. Kansas beat BYU, and, you know, here
and
we are now.
It was at BYU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had that one wrong. This is a statement game for Colorado. This is a, you know, if they're going to really have a chance at making the playoff, they got to win big here. They have to be dominant. In regards to Deion to the Cowboys, if they on draft night take Shador, I think it's a lock. It's a done deal. The contract, we'll know that that's already been, you know, the conversations have been had. And it's lock, stock, and barrel that that's where he's ending up.
Well, if hold on a minute. Whoa. They just signed Dak Prescott to a huge contract.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Giants signed, you know, Daniel Jones to a huge contract not too long ago, too, and he was the fourth-string quarterback in practice today. there's no emotion in this game. It's a business. And, yeah. I mean, look at the Cowboys' season this year. Is it all Dak's fault? No. Has he played well? No. Has he really ever done anything to make us feel like he was deserving of that contract? No. He's terrible in the playoffs. You know, against good teams, he's mediocre. Against bad teams over the last couple of years, Cowboys have beat up on guys. But, you know, when in a rebuild here, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they traded Dak within the next few seasons, to be honest. I think I was surprised that they signed that contract to begin with.
No, I was too. They were crying.
I thought Dak was coming to the Giants. That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought they weren't going to sign him and that he was going to get traded to the Giants at some point. You know, and you know, ultimately, I knew we were moving on from Daniel Jones. I knew that the night that we drafted him, that it was just a matter of time. I mean, I can't believe the guy's made over $100 million in his playing career. That's pathetic, embarrassing, and insane. But that's a whole nother conversation. But, I mean, look, we saw the Packers drafted Jordan Love with Aaron Rodgers still there, and everyone was like, what's going on here? And, you know, look at him now. I don't think it's a bad thing for Shador to come to the league and for a season or two learn under a guy like Dak, who off the field is an exemplary human being, and he's, you know, he's a pro's pro. None of the players can say anything bad about the guy. It's tough for me to really even say anything bad about him as well because I do like him. I think he would be, you know, like I'd do anything to have Dak over Daniel Jones as a Giants fan. But I just don't think for the situation that the Cowboys are in, that contract makes sense for them when they have to rebuild. There is no other way around it. They have to.
Well, I mean, Arthur Blank in Atlanta, he drafted Penix on top of a huge signing with Kirk Cousins. So I would agree with that. Jerry Jones, to anybody would listen, would say we can't afford a running back with Derrick Henry. That's not true because he signed CeeDee Lamb, who held out. Then he gave Prescott just a ridiculous contract. So I think you're onto something there. I do. And it'll be very, very interesting. Would you agree McCarthy is not going to be retained? There's no way.
There's no way. I just think that, and I think he'll get scooped up very quickly by another team. I think there's going to be a lot of head coaching jobs that are open come the end of the season.
You think McCarthy will? Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Super Bowl winning coach.
He's fired twice, though, now. Fired in Green Bay, fired in Dallas. Yeesh, I don't know.
He's just, you know, he's better than a lot of the situations that these guys are in now at these other teams. I don't think that there's a lot of teams that could go wrong by hiring a guy like McCarthy. Do I think that he's the best coach in the league? Absolutely not. I wouldn't be surprised to see him sit out for a year and then go somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the league is kind of shifting. Everyone wants these like young gun, you know, scheme guys who are creative and, you know, take risks, and are fearless. And you know, I see teams shying away from guys like McCarthy. Although I do think that I'm not saying that I think it will be a good hire, but I do think that he'll get picked up quickly somewhere.
All right, let's get to these games. We got to start with the Niners. I mean, Purdy now, he's day-to-day. Bruce shoulder, he's a mess. Bosa's out. Kittle's a mess. I mean, they're just banged up. They got to roll into Green Bay. Green Bay survived the Bears. I'm still upset about that because I had the Bears winning outright, and they had that game. And, you know, and someone tell Cairo Santos to put a little oomph under the ball. He kicks line drives. You can't kick line drives from 46 yards out. No. They sent that back like an unwanted Christmas gift. My Lord. All right, so you tell me. Niners, Green Bay, let's start right there. Can the Niners get off the mat on the road when no one expects them to in a very tight spot at Lambeau? Let me hear.
Can they? Yeah, I just don't think they're going to. You know, we had Zaid Hussain was on yesterday saying that people should go to the sports books and, you know, take Niners Super Bowl future, you know, if they and when they get healthy. But that's, you know, this is a season where I was saying it in the beginning of the season. If the Niners get healthy, they're going to be dangerous. But what seems to be happening is they're not getting healthy. Every single game that goes by, this guy's questionable. This guy's out. Got guys, you know, Bosa getting hurt in the first quarter of a game. It's like you can't really going into a place like Lambeau, and it's getting to that time of year where it's starting to get a little chilly. It's a tough place to play. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, the Packers are a very solid team. They have a good coach. They have a young quarterback who's solid. Josh Jacobs is having a pretty good year. They got a plethora of receivers who are starting to build chemistry with Jordan Love. You know, their defense is okay. But, you know, if Purdy's not 100%, McCaffrey's still kind of getting back into it. Who knows what's going on with Debo, Juwan Jennings. You know, who knows who's even going to play for the Niners. But even with all that being said, I don't think that this is like a lock for the Packers to win. But I am leaning towards that they're going to cover this -2 spread.
Interesting. All right, let's go out west. Look at these games. I guess we start with Arizona. Look, I don't know. It's weird. I remember being at that Super Bowl in Tampa, Kurt Warner, Arizona, against Pittsburgh. And, when Warner was with the Rams, greatest show on turf, I could get into a little bit. I got into a little bit when he played out the string with the Giants. But he got the Cardinals to the Super Bowl. There's something about the Arizona Cardinals. First of all, I've been to Arizona. I haven't seen a Cardinal within 1,000 miles of Arizona. So I'll start with the nickname. But all kidding aside, this is a hell of a team. And I'm telling you, Patriot fans can tell me, oh, you know, Drake May, this, that. I would have taken him. I'm glad I'm not a general manager. Maybe I'd be wrong. But I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to absolutely continue to light up the National Football League. We're going to go back to that draft last year, and I'm telling you right now, in that draft class, he and Jaden Daniels are going to be the two superstars. You wait and see. And there'll be a few others that we didn't expect. What about Cardinals Seahawks? How big is that on Sunday up in Seattle?
I'm loving the Cardinals here, to be honest. I really am. They've won four straight. The Seahawks defense has just kind of been bad this season.
Murray's playing right now.
And you know, Kyler Murray is a very, very tricky guy to plan for. He's mobile. He has more than enough weapons to throw the ball to between McBride, Harrison, Wilson's coming on as a good receiver. James Conner is quietly having a fantastic season as well. They are totally cool with just pounding the rock and running the ball and then catching you when you're not looking, you know, with the play action. This is a good football team. They've really turned it around. I mean, they went from not winning back-to-back games for multiple years in a row to rattling off four in a row. Mind you, they had, you know, they beat the Chargers, who is, you know, one of everybody, at least one of my favorite teams, in the AFC right now. They then beat the Dolphins, who I believe this was Tua was playing in this game as well. This was not the Dolphins that we saw a couple weeks ago with Skylar Thompson. They absolutely demolished the Bears 29-9, didn't even give up a touchdown. And then they come back after that and smoke the Jets 31-6. Yep. So their defense is playing very well. They're putting up points. And, you know, when you're coming off of a 28-point game, a 29-point game, a 31-point game, and then you're going up against a defense that, you know, has given up, let's see here, 31, 34, 36, 29, 42. Like, the Seahawks give up points. They haven't exactly figured it out defensively yet. So I'm in this spot. I'm riding with the Cardinals. I'm not putting any faith or stock in the fact that the Seahawks just beat the Niners, because I'm not putting any stock in the Niners right now. So I don't really consider that an impressive win.
And I'm with you with the Cardinals. And Gannon was a very questionable hire. Some people thought, what are they doing? He's a defensive mind, and the offense has cranked it up. I don't know who the OC is there. I want to look it up. But I will tell you right now, Jonathan Gannon's done a good job. He stayed in his lane. He shored up that defense. He's a delegator. He is a young coach. I tell you, it's one of the best hires in the league that no one's talking about. I'm totally loving agree. What I'm seeing out of them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, let's turn our attention. Eagles go out to the Rams, and then we'll double back with the Chargers and Ravens on Monday. But we're out of time.
Yeah.
Just
the Eagles here.
Yeah. We'll finish up with a 2-minute drill after we do Nick Douglas on college. So keep Rams, Eagles, Chargers, and Ravens. Keep them loaded in your gun, and we'll fire away in the 2-minute drill. Nick Douglas up next, though. We'll do some college football. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking of the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Marty Short, Tyler Levine. We get Nick Cummins in here talking some football, SEC in particular. And we look forward to that here. We are presented by American Premium Vodka. You know, Tyler, before we get Nick in here, you know, there's just a lot of garbage games. I mean, there's good games this week. And I'm not picking on the SEC, but Georgia, UMass, Tennessee. I think Tennessee's playing like Wofford or somebody. I mean, it's terrible. But, you know, this is the time of year. No, it's Wofford in South Carolina. Let me see who Tennessee's playing.
UTEP.
They're probably favored by 100. I mean,
41.5.
Well, there you go. All right. Alabama, Oklahoma is decent. You know, Nick's probably sitting on the best game that we'll lead with. And that's because Billy Napier is finally getting his Gators to sharpen their teeth here a little bit. And I think in the swamp, they're probably a live dog. And Nick earlier this week, I'll quote him as saying, quote unquote, air quotes, hey, this is the biggest trap game he ever saw coming down the pike so far this year. Nick, let's start right there. Ole Miss, Florida. Is that where we turn our attention this week in the SEC, or is it Alabama, Oklahoma?
I think it's definitely Ole Miss, Florida. And anyone that's seen this Florida Gators team knows that the 5-5 record is very, very misleading so long as DJ Lagway is back there taking snaps. He has totally righted the ship on this team. They have done a full 180. And ever since Billy Napier was given his job security, it's looked like a completely different team. And, you know, Ole Miss has all this hype as one of the hottest teams in college football. And, you know, they could be the Cinderella story at the 9 or the 10 seed. Well, look, if Ole Miss is one of the hottest teams in college football, Florida's not far behind them. I saw this team dismantle LSU last week. And I saw them look very competitive week in and week out with Lagway at quarterback, often winning. And let's not forget that they took Tennessee to overtime on the road. So this is 100% a trap game. Having said that, seeing how Ole Miss is prepped this week, I think they understand the sheer magnitude of this game. And maybe much like Lane Kiffin's old teams, they do well when they face elimination. Since LSU, every game has been the most important game because you're facing elimination. And this team could face elimination for 8-9 straight weeks in a row and make this run all the way. But they got to get past a very tough Florida team Saturday at 11 a.m.
Interesting. Let's get to the rankings. Let Tyler jump in here, too. Texas A&M and Auburn might be sneaky too. That game, I believe, is in Auburn, and A&M might be maybe running out of a little gas here. I wouldn't be surprised if Auburn jumps up and bites A&M. We can wheel back there. Nick, how do you process the rankings we saw unveiled last week, week three last night on ESPN? Give me your take.
I'll be honest with you, Marty. Right now, the committee's got it correct. I think Alabama's where they should be. I think Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, you know, we may have our own opinions, and Tyler, you and I can go back and forth on where we see everybody lining up and strength of schedule and the like. Look, Texas will play a ranked opponent finally in Texas A&M, assuming they beat Auburn this week, which isn't going to be a gimme by any means. So that's going to be one to watch. You've got a Penn State team that's scurried up to number 4. You've got Indiana at 5. That all makes sense until Indiana goes to Columbus and shows what they're all about. They're going to be sitting up there. Notre Dame at 6. You know, Marty, we all go back and forth on Notre Dame, and if they're legit, then they should wipe the floor with Army. And so I think the committee's got this one right, but it's going to get more dicey as you start to factor in strength of schedule and we start to get a clear understanding for how these records are going to look out.
I hate Notre Dame, man. I know Marty's a fan. I just cannot believe this team is the 6th-ranked team in the country. Their schedule is so unbelievably pathetic.
And I'll agree with that. They played nobody.
And they do it to themselves. And look, do I think that they have a bad team? No. But when push comes to shove, like, I'm all about a team like SMU having a shot in this playoff.
Because they've
played harder teams. They have had, you know, they're 9-1. And, you know, like, if Notre Dame doesn't convincingly beat Army, they're 14.5-point favorites. If they're not winning this game by 20+, then for me, they're not a playoff team, and it's unfair to have them in there. Although, like, yeah, sure, they'll be 10-1, but, like, who have they played? I mean, they lost to Northern Illinois. Their only even half-decent win is against Texas A&M. They beat them by 10 in week one of the season when Texas A&M was the 20th ranked team. So I'll give you that. They beat up on a Navy team that is, you know, was ranked 24. Like, that's, for me, that's not an impressive win. Have these other schools that are just playing significantly more difficult teams. Outside of that, I really don't have too much to complain about. I'm also a Penn State hater as well. I don't think that they're a good team. I think that if Penn State or Notre Dame went up against a Tennessee or an SMU or an A&M, obviously I know Notre Dame played them in week one. Like, I think that that would be a very, very difficult game, and I'm not comfortable saying that they handedly beat them. Let's see. The one team I'm very excited about, and I know a lot of people probably aren't so excited, is Boise State. I know there's obviously a lot of controversy with these conference championships and getting an automatic bye and their automatic bid for the playoffs. As we transition into a 16-team playoff, which I think is just a matter of when, not if, it's going to be really exciting to see more of these teams, because how cool would it be? Just look at the top 16 right now. If all these teams were going at it for national championship, it changes so much. And then you have the teams like Clemson and South Carolina and Army fighting to get in. But I got my eye on that Notre Dame game this weekend. I'm not so sure that they are going to, you know, handedly beat Army. I'm not.
I'm not so sure. They probably will. Army's going the wrong way. You know, they really have. Army's going the wrong way right now. Or is it Navy? Navy's going the wrong way. Anyways, Notre Dame hasn't played anybody. They're playing both service academies within 5 weeks of each other. They beat up on Navy over at MetLife, and now they're playing the Army at Yankee Stadium. Great. Their schedule is an embarrassment. And, you know, I'm tired of hearing, and I loved having, people on from Atlanta and other people in the SEC and Big Ten. But let me tell you something. The arrogance that runs amok in college football among these elite writers, or I should say writers at elite conferences, needs to stop. The NCAA basketball tournament, men's and women's, has been made by having teams like Boise State, SMU. I don't want to see when we go to 16. If we're going to see the top 16 teams, we're going to see an outlier. We're going to see an SMU. We're going to see a Boise State. We're going to see Appalachian State.
That's what it's all about.
James Madison, that's what it's all about. You want these. I don't want to see iron and the Indiana story is great. You know what? The Indiana story gets real ugly because Ohio State is going to remind them who they are on Saturday. I'm telling you, Ohio State's going to win that by – they might win it by 30. That's how much of a statement Ohio State, Ryan Day, and I'm telling Chip Kelly, those guys are sharpening their teeth. So, Nick, here's where I go with you. Do you have any problem with the Boise States and the SMUs? I mean, I like it when we get some of these outliers, mid-majors, if you will, to sneak into the mix. How about you?
Yeah, I have no issue with it because I agree with you, Marty. And the fact of the matter is we didn't expand the playoff so that we could have more, predictable teams that we can expect to get blown out at some point in this bracket as we start to boil down to the Final Four and to ultimately the national champion. You know, the fact of the matter is Indiana has no business, in my opinion, after this week, they have no business being at the top of this bracket. Now, if they pull something, and they can beat Ohio State, put them in the Big Ten championship, put them in the upper part of the bracket. But these schedules across the board for some of these programs are just abysmal. So if we're going to have, it's easy to throw the easy schedule card out. Oh, they've got an easy schedule. They've got a Mountain West schedule. They've got this. They've got that. Well, if we're going to expand the playoff, then why don't we have, your three-loss Carolina in the mix? Why don't we have Colorado in the mix? Let's have SMU. Let's have Boise State, because, Marty, you're right. March Madness is so great because, St. Peter's can go on a run and Loyola Chicago can go on a run. And so if we just make this, the consolidation of all the elite programs, because, you're called Notre Dame and there's so much history and tradition, then I think it defeats the purpose.
I agree. Tyler, you feel the same way pretty much, but I won't put words in your mouth. Tyler, what do you think?
I wanted to ask Nick a question about Indiana, and then I'll kind of get into it.
Yep.
Is it win against Ohio State or you're out? Or if they're competitive in this game, will they still find themselves in the playoffs? What's your take on that?
You know, that's interesting, Tyler, because I think everyone sort of penciled in a loss for Indiana here. I think if they are competitive, and if you see a loss that's similar to Boise State, Oregon, that we saw earlier this year, where, you know, Boise State's driving with the ball to score, and, you know, one bad play and that ruins the game and what would have been a statement victory, then I do think you put them in the mix. Having said that, they don't get priority over these SEC teams that have played some of the toughest schedules in all of college football.
Because you look at a team like SMU, their only loss is to BYU, who up until last week was a 9-0 team, and they're still sitting at, you know, 14 here. You know, if Indiana gets absolutely the doors blown off there, you got to think that a team like SMU, or as of right now, you know, Tennessee is not in. Even a team like Tennessee, who has two losses, you know, are they more deserving to be in there? You know, based off of who they've beaten, strength of schedule. I mean, this team beat Florida, beat Alabama. You know, they lost to Georgia. They beat Oklahoma. You know, they have multiple wins against top teams. And just because they have two losses, we're going to say that they're out. So I'm kind of on board with you. I think that if they can keep it close and respectable, Indiana will be in. In regards to just, you know, in general, how these things are kind of set up, I am in agreement. You know, just because you'll play in the SEC does not mean that I hate the argument that was brought up the other night. Oh, have you ever thought about if this team played this team, who would win? No, that's not what it's about. That's not it. The whole point is we find out if this team played this team, what it would be like in the playoff. Because when push comes to shove, when all the chips are on the table and it's an elimination game, mm-hmm. and you know, who knows whether it's a neutral site or it's an away, we see upsets all of the time. If that was the thought, like, March Madness wouldn't be March Madness, because it would just be, oh, the better team won because they have this name and they play in this conference and they, you know, all their players are five-star recruits. It's not the case. It's not what sports is about. Anybody can beat anybody on any given night. Everybody knows that. So this argument of, oh, you know, have you thought about if, you know, Tennessee played a South Carolina, what would it be like? Or if, you know, Tennessee played Boise State, like, you really think Boise State can beat Tennessee? Yeah, I do. Like, certainly. I think anybody can beat anybody. So that argument, I think, should be thrown out the window. Although I do believe that strength of schedule really needs to play a factor here, because otherwise it sets the precedent for, hey, let's get a bunch of guys in NIL and beat up on a bunch of bad teams, be 12-0, and then make the playoff. Like, that's not fair to me either.
I think Indiana's ranking, you know, because they're unbeaten, is exceedingly high. But I do think a loss to Ohio State, and I think you captured the essence of it, Tyler. A loss to Ohio State by Indiana is built into their profile already.
Yeah.
The thing that they have to be leery of is getting blown out by 30, which I think they might. I mean, I really do. Ohio State is due. They toyed with Northwestern last week. Now they got Indiana to their south, and they're gonna look around and say, "Okay, yeah, all right, yeah, we got a few things to say to you." I think that game's gonna get lopsided. And the other point I want to make is, I think people get a little riled up about Boise State and some of these other teams because, hey, look, they're gonna get an automatic, they're gonna get a bye, and then they're gonna host a home game on a blue field up in Boise, Idaho. I mean, that's what gets people wound up. All right. You stick right there. Nick, thank you very much. We will see you on Saturday night and hear you as well. We're coming back. 2-minute drill. Tyler and I, we're looking west to some NFL action this Sunday that is absolutely delectable, including Monday.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Marty Trail, Tyler Levine. Tyler, you know, the proverbial, if I could only see one NFL game this week, I would wait till Monday. I think Chargers-Ravens out at SoFi has a chance to be special. I'm serious, and this may be a game we see in the postseason. I love it. Nobody's talking about the Chargers. They fired their coach a year ago, for crying out loud. And Harbaugh's getting zero buzz right now in my world. How about you?
Yeah, this is by far the game that I'm most excited for this week. This gives me that mid-2000s playoff vibe.
I agree.
And I could not be more fired up. I think that the Ravens, you know, it's easy to say that they're the better team, but when you look at the numbers, it's really not that far apart. I mean, the Chargers defense versus the Ravens offense is a very, very intriguing storyline for me here, because we just saw the Steelers really stump the Ravens offense. It was the first time all season that I felt Lamar Jackson looked rushed and uncomfortable. And I'm very curious to see what the Chargers defense is going to throw against them. And on the flip side, the Chargers offense is elite right now. They are. They ground and pound. They are gritty. They have a great coach, a good play caller, a fantastic quarterback. And the Ravens defense has been pretty terrible. So I think things are working out. To be honest, I'm really liking the Chargers at +3 here. I am. And I wouldn't be surprised if they won outright.
You know, this is the Harbaugh Bowl. No one's really talking about that. At least I haven't been paying attention, I guess. But, I mean, Harbaugh versus Harbaugh Monday night out there.
I haven't even thought about that. That is awesome. Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Very exciting.
And don't forget, they went opposite each other in a Super Bowl, too. And I was there in New Orleans. That was when they had the power outage inside the dome. And the game got delayed there for a while. And, of course, Kaepernick, and that's going back a ways. That's a long time ago. But anyways, Tyler, great job out of you. You're back with us tomorrow. We'll be Thursday into Football Friday. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern time on Fridays. It is First Touch Soccer Show Extraordinaire. With that man, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. For Dominic Jimenez, Nick Douglas, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. Adios here on Sports Byline. Have a good night.